Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last Israeli channel. It is the end of the tour for many. We sit in a place which is Jerusalem, and not too far away is Bethlehem. This particular channel is different. It is different because it is the first time I'm going to mention something. All of the channels that we have had, and we have never, ever spoken of the stars. And it's time. Oh, dear ones, some of you may not have heard this story. Some of you may have heard the names within the story. Some of you may disagree with the story. But it's time yet, again, to reiterate what has happened here and talk about a history that is even before the planet. Beautiful it is how humans honor the stars. In a moment, I'm even going to ask you some questions about the stars. But for now, I would like to review the birth of the Master of Love. It is said, and some say it is mythology, that a star poised itself over the Bethlehem town and honored the birth of the Master of Love. And it's also said that there were those who followed this star and poised themselves around his birthplace. Now, much of this is mythology, but it's all metaphoric and means something. And it's accurate. Three kings came. Were they really kings or not? This is a fact that has been contested. They were called wise men. What made them wise? And why would three wise men follow a star that seemed to move in the sky and come here? Now I reveal something that most of you know, but many would find controversial. The three men who were wise were astrologers. They expected this. It was in the sky, and they saw it in the stars. Dear ones, the stars have played a role in everything. The stars play a role in the construction of the ancients all over the planet. The stars are often seen as wise helpers, even by those who have other spiritual systems besides the stars. What is it that attracts you then to the sky, and where you draw pictures of things between the stars and call them constellations? I'll give you the story. When you look into the sky at night, many of you have asked yourselves, what is out there? I want to ask a logical question, and I want you to ponder it with me just for a moment. This is important for this story. When you look up And you see the few stars you can see with your naked eye. There's really not that many. In your galaxy, there are billions. And we speak of your galaxy right now. Do you think, in the way spirit works, and the way things would work in what you would call even randomness, do you think that there's life out there? Those who ponder these things mathematically say there has to be. And their argument goes like this: if it happened here, the chances are very, very great that it's happened in the stars, not once, but perhaps millions of times. I've told you before, you are not alone in this galaxy. And now I continue this. Dear ones, this planet is just about the same age as all the other planets around all the other stars. Billions of years. And yet humanity has only just arrived. You're the new kid on the block. You've only been here a very, very short time compared to the age of this galaxy. Now ponder this one more time with me. Is it possible that there were other planets, other civilizations before you that may now be old by millions of years and wise and have technologies and other things you can't even fathom? Might they even have multidimensional abilities? Is it such a stretch, even for a scientist, to ponder this and say the probability is good? As a spiritual person, you must then ask yourself, did they experience the one God? Is it possible that the God of Israel, the God of the planet, a monotheistic planet, is also the God of all creation everywhere and was actually seen by others? Do you follow this logic? You're not alone. You're young. Is it possible there is an ancient, ancient history that goes even before humans got here, that involved the one God, the central source, and love? Is it possible that the love of God existed before anything on the planet? Traditional scripture says that God created the earth, the heavens, and he rested on the seventh day. The seventh day rest is still celebrated here. It may be metaphoric, but it is honored. Is it possible that this story also exists with others? Others you've never met, way before your time. And the answer I will give you is yes. The story of creation on this planet is well known. It is written and known even here. For it involves that which you would call Adam and Eve. And we have told you that this particular story is a metaphor for the arrival of the Pleiadians, bringing to you the seeds of the one God. This is extremely controversial, but this is the way of it. There is a system in the galaxy where one planet seeds another, one by one, with the actual DNA changes of divinity. Science is starting to look at this, not spiritually, but scientifically. Isn't it odd? The two of your chromosomes are fused together to give you 23 chromosomes instead of the 24 that all the animals have before you. What happened? Even science says, what happened? Science will tell you there had to be a missing link for you to have evolved correctly from anything on this planet. The missing link, dear ones, was the visit by the Pleiadians. This is the creation story. In the Garden of Eden, which represents the planet Earth in all of its beauty, Pachamama, in the Garden of Eden, humanity was given a choice, a change in DNA, which actually gave them the difference between light and dark. For the first time, they carried within their souls the creative source. They may have had souls before then, but not like this. It was the beginning of an awareness and free choice of the planet. The Pleiadians are your spiritual parents. And we have given this information before, but we couldn't do it here before the choir. It wasn't appropriate. Those from all the countries never wanted to hear this part, not really. It didn't honor the places we were visiting. It didn't go along with the history of the area. And we honored that all the way till now. But the choir sang the tones that were given by the Pleiadians. And so we speak of it on this precious land of Israel for anyone who wants to hear it. The Almighty, the one God, has created others. And it was their task to give this information to you. Don't worship Pleiadians. All they did was bring you the one God information into your DNA that then became intuitive. Now, here is why I'm telling you all of this here. We've spoken of a shift. We've spoken of a changing planet. We've spoken of the history and how it works on this planet. We've given you certain kinds of dispensations, all bringing you to this, the precession of the equinox. Again, something you can see with the stars. Here's the question, and here is an answer. What about the Pleiadians? What is their history? Did they have anything similar to you? Have they gone through an Adam and Eve story of their own? Did they have seeds from another planet and another system? And the answer is yes. You're not the first. What about their history? Did you know that in your Akash, you carry Pleiadian history? It's not yet awakened. It has to be there, because, dear ones, part of the makeup of your DNA is them. You have Pleiadian DNA. Every single human on the planet, to some degree, it's the divine part. What about their history? Did they have war? Were there frustrations? Did they destroy each other? Was it planetary? Were they in survival like you have been? Did they go through anything similar to you? And here's what I want to reveal. I want you to sit for a moment and take a breath. Yes, they did. Everything. In their own way, on their planet, that you have had to go through, they have gone through. Did they ever have a situation where different kinds of Pleiadians had the kind of Holocaust that the Jews had here? And what I'm going to tell you, you may not even believe. The answer is yes, and three times. Three times. How could a planet that has gone through such sorrow and suffering and low energy ever come to a place where they would be able to seed you with the Creator? And the answer is, they had a shift. With free choice, they had a shift. Generations started to change, and peace on their planet was possible. They did not have advanced technology as you think of it, because the Pleiadians are different. Their societies develop different. Did you know that DNA is all over the galaxy? Physics is physics, no matter where it is in the galaxy. There is a sameness of life with the building blocks of DNA. Why would you ever question this? It's all over the earth. A vegetable has DNA. It is the building block of life. They had it. Others have it. But it's not all the same. Truly, there's only a few planets in your galaxy who have DNA like yours. Inside it is the creative source itself. What I'm telling you is that you're very, very special. So are they. And so were the ones who came before them. It's a system of galactic awareness, and it is going to continue. Because the next step is peace on Earth. And an involvement will begin like they had to bring a multidimensional ability to this planet like they got. Their high technology happened with their consciousness. They were able to develop a DNA quick enough after the shift, many generations, so that they could start manifesting things with their consciousness instead of technology or machinery. Dear ones, this is also possible for you. But what I am telling you is this. Listen to me. The reason that I am talking the way I am, the reason I'm giving the information that I am, the reason I'm saying color is coming like I am, the reason there is joy and celebration in the galaxy is because we have seen this before. There is precedent for what is happening here, going to happen here, will happen here on the time schedule that Earth will create. And only Earth knows this. You had to know this. We've seen it before. And before that. And before that. It's ancient. It's a process. We know. And so when we come to you and give you information, and you roll your eyes and say, I don't believe it. It can't happen. It's based on experience. The ones who seeded you have gone through what you've gone through and worse, and come into ascension. With DNA working at 80 or 90%, they're all masters on their planet. And there is peace that will last forever. Welcome to the new earth. These things are possible because we have seen it. You have no idea. No idea of what's coming. It's on your schedule. God will sit back and watch you work it. But the snowball is rolling, as they say. And it's going downhill, as they say. And the snowball is the New Jerusalem. I want you to ponder these things. It's happened before. We know what we're talking about. It's time to believe it. I'm crying in love with humanity. Now you know why. And so it is.